This is Angela with XPO. Is this Mr. Al Leonardo?
Yeah, who's this?
I'm Angela. I'm with XPO. I'm with the company that sent the check out there from Home Depot to install your item.
Oh, yes.
And I just wanted to verify that he wasn't able to install.
He said that the delivery guys had there was a broken piece on the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, am I supposed to be calling Home Depot or?
Yes. You have to call them and reschedule, and they'll create a new PO to get you another item back out there to you and get you another installation date. We can't do anything about that. They sell items, so they have to get you another one.
Okay.
Did he tell you to do that?
I wasn't there when he came, mm-hmm. and he said he was calling them. He was going to call Home Depot. The guy told him.
Yeah.
So I guess he's not going to call Home Depot. I have to call.
He probably did call them to let them know that they couldn't install it. He probably just told them the information. They probably put it in the system. But if I were you, I would call them in the morning and check on it. Make sure you get started, because you have to call them also to reschedule. So they're going to get you a whole new PO with the new item, and then they're going to get you rescheduled. But it's all up to the store. We don't create the POs. But I just wanted you to know what your next step is so you can get it started, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Is there anything else?
No, that's all.
I have one more question for you. What's your email address?
JALDO
mm-hmm.
28.
Mm-hmm.
At Gmail.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
He said JALDO28 at Gmail. All right, I'm going to put that in the system for you, because they don't have an email for you, just in case they need to contact you. There's nothing else, Mr. Jim. I'm so sorry that they couldn't install it and your item was messed up today. But thank you for dealing with
it. It's okay.
Good luck to you. You have a great day.
All right,
bye-bye.
Have a good day.